Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of The Lord God Made Them All, written by James Herriot. Produced from master recordings provided by Tervis Press Publishers Limited. Production of this compilation supervised by Tony Hutz. And read by Christopher Timothy.
Chapter 1. When the gate fell on top of me, I knew I was really back home. My mind drifted effortlessly over my spell in the RAF to the last time I had visited the Ripleys. It was to nip some calves, as Mr. Ripley said over the phone, or more correctly, to emasculate them by means of the Verdizzo bloodless castrator. And when the message came in, I realized that a large part of my morning had gone. It was always something of a safari to visit Anson Hall, because the old house lay at the end of a ridged and rutted track, which twisted across the field through no fewer than 7 gates. Gates are one of the curses of a country vet's life, and in the Yorkshire Dales, before the coming of the cattle grids, we suffered more than most. We were resigned to opening 2 or 3 on many of the farms, but 7 was a bit much. And at the Ripleys it wasn't just the number, but the character. The first one, which led off the narrow road, was reasonably normal. An ancient thing of rusty iron. And as I unlocked...